Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Hello, hello. How is everybody? Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.com. That's where they sell fun stuff that, if you're not careful, it's going to be a little too much fun. You know what I mean? ATVs, UTVs, motorcycles, scooters, side-by-sides, Yamaha golf carts. That is Michigan's newest distributor, dealer of Yamaha golf carts. They are awesome at Impact Power Sports. They bring you, they sponsor the studio. They're a huge sponsor of your old pal EZ. You can find them at impactpowersportsmi.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So let's get right into it. I'm kind of running on emotion right now. The football season kicked off. And nothing but good news. Nothing but good news. I was very concerned about the Detroit Lions when I was watching that game last night. And here's how it shakes out for me. So at 8:15, they kick off. And, you know, it seemed like the teams were kind of feeling each other out. A little slow start for the first, a handful of minutes. But it eventually took off. Now, let me just say this. Matthew Stafford, at 36 years old, and the combination of Matthew Stafford to Cooper Kupp is, oh, boy, did they give the Lions fits. That was really frustrating because Stafford, especially as the game got on, he got better and better, and he was literally just throwing no-look passes. He has this thing, and they showed it where he'll be looking this way, and then he'll go and throw it the other way. And like Patrick Mahomes is like, how the fuck does he do that? And it's like a perfect throw. He'll like put it into a really tight window, and he's not looking at the actual player that he's throwing it at. How does that happen? And Kupp does not drop the ball, ever. He had a career high for catches in the game. So the Lions at the half were up 20-3. And I was like, okay, we got this in hand. But the Rams came back, and boy, did they. I think they took, no, it was 17-3 Lions or 20. I don't know. All I know is that the Lions had to kick a field goal late to force overtime. I barely remember these things. All I know is I was having an anxiety attack. And Pooh Bear, it was like 10 minutes to go in the game. She goes, well, look, we got to get to bed. So let's just shut it off. And we're just going to go to bed and we'll get the score in the morning. I'm like, dang, come on. There is no way in fuck that we're going to be able to fall asleep. You know, I mean, I can't sit here and expect to lay in bed. So I go, yeah, okay. I'll just turn it down and I'm watching. And then every like minute and a half, though she said she was going to bed, she like lifts her head up to look at the TV. And then the Lions, they tie it. I'm like, okay, cool. They tied it. But I was very concerned that they were going to lose that thing. But then, like in overtime, they brought in that running back, David Montgomery, who was, it's divided in the amount of times that you get one running back, Gibbs, and he gets a lot of the carries too. But it was like Montgomery had fresh legs. And they had handed off to him, and it's like he was like a man possessed. And he's hitting the defense, and the players are going flying like bowling pins. I'm like, oh, my God, this guy's fucking give the ball to him every time. And they did, and they went marched down the field and fucking scored. That's it. That is it. So the Lions win a big game at home. I don't want to get too, you know, nuts and boltsy on the football shit. All that matters is home team wins. Fans go home happy. All right? I don't even know who they play next, frankly. I haven't had time to even look at it. Also over the weekend, there's some college football to talk about. Because the Michigan State Spartans, they didn't exactly beat the best team. I mean, Maryland's all right. But the Spartans last year were a big pile of shit. I mean, when you start the year with your coach being busted for pounding his pud on the phone with a lady who is supposed to teach the team how to behave around women, that's pretty bad. I mean, that was one of the most ridiculous things ever. The fact that the woman who was hired by the school to make sure she was like a victim. She had been, abused by some asshole years prior. And she made it her life's work to like make sure that everybody's on the same page when it comes to, you know, I mean, especially if you're like a top-notch athlete. How to behave, which is, it's kind of embarrassing that young people have to be taught that. Okay, it's not okay to rape. You know, how the fuck does that even happen? Where are the parents of these pieces of shit 18, 19, 20-year-olds? I mean, how the fuck does that even occur? So anyway, the school hot on the heels of the Larry Nassar thing. They hire this woman, and she like, speaks to the team and says, okay, you know, this is right, this is wrong. And the school's like, yeah, no means no. And all this shit. So the team is getting the message that this is the way it needs to be. And then, so the woman, I forget her name, she calls Mel Tucker, the coach, and says, hey, I think the team was pretty receptive. And then she's like, coach? And he's like, he's like pounding his pud on the phone. And she's like, what? What the fuck's happening? Oh, yeah. Keep talking. I'm almost done. What? Yeah, that's what the accusation is. That he was herking his gherkin while she was on the phone. So that blows up. There's a lawsuit. It's all sorts of shit. They bring in a new coach. Some guy from Oklahoma State. I don't know who he is. Doesn't matter. All right. And so they clean house after last year's horrible season. After all of that, all the players leave, you know, like that transfer portal thing where you can, after every game, you can go to another team. the new coach comes in. He brings some players from Oklahoma State, but not Oklahoma State, Oregon State. And, you know, Oregon State's a pile of shit. So who knows what they're getting? Anything's better than Coach Jackoff, though, you know? I mean, honestly. New coach comes in. He brings with him a quarterback named Aiden Childs. First, I thought it was Childs, but it's Childs, like Jackie Childs from Seinfeld. So that quarterback, he transfers to Michigan State. You know? And if you're Aiden Childs' mom and dad, you know, they're like, oh, God, you're going to the school where the coach jacked off onto the phone with the lady who's trying to teach the kids not to sexually assault women? Yeah, that's where I'm going, mom and dad. Okay. Michigan State also picks up a receiver. Some high school kid who went to River Rouge High School in Detroit. His name is Nick Marsh. No one knows who any of these people are prior to Saturday's game at Maryland. Nick Marsh goes off. First of all, he's 17. Okay, he's a true freshman. He's 17 years old. And he goes on the road at Maryland and has 8 catches for 194 yards. Aiden Childs is on fire. And the Spartans are down 10 late. They score a touchdown. And then they get the ball back. Wait, how did it go again? You know, I'm not even going to try to remember. But anyway, they won on a last second kick. So that's pretty big. You know, after all of that shit, you open up the season with some loser school that they barely beat, Florida Atlantic. And everybody's saying, oh, yeah, look at those losers, the Spartans. They can barely beat this piece of shit school. And then they go on the road to Maryland. Everybody had them getting hammered by Maryland. It was not the greatest. They're like 10th in the Big Ten out of 14 teams. But they're definitely better than they were. Definitely looked to be better than Michigan State. And Michigan State won the game, so that's a big deal. And that is all the football worth mentioning in the entire state of Michigan. There is nothing else that happened football-wise in the state of Michigan that anyone cares about. Everything else is all like, whatever. That's all anyone is talking about. There's no point in bringing up anything else because anything else that happened has been forgotten. You know, kind of like the also-rans, those types. Oh, hold on a second. I'm getting a text. Oh, it's from Bill Simonson. He writes, quit disrespecting Michigan. And I'm like, oh, huh? What? Oh, I got another text from Joe Martinez. It says, fuck you. All right, if you insist. Michigan football is a huge pile of shit. Oh my God. Those assholes. No one saw that coming. No one saw them giving up 1 minute into the game. Texas shows up and it's going to be a big showdown. You know, everybody's pumped up. You got the national broadcasts there and ESPN like game day and Pat McAfee's doing his thing and Nick Saban, they're all there. Like, come on, it's the big house. 111,000 people are here to see this showdown between the defending national champions and highly ranked Michigan Wolverines coming in at number 9. taking on the highly ranked number four Texas Longhorns. Okay. Texas beat the shit out of them. Michigan had no chance. Michigan would have had no chance against a Texas Pop Warner team. That's how bad Michigan is. Everything. They don't have good players. They don't have good coaches. They're the worst. They won't win another game this year. Michigan fan says to me, yeah, but we're rebuilding. It's a rebuild. Fuckface. This isn't pro football. There are no rebuilds in college football. Cock. Texas lost just as many guys. And besides, there is no excuse for any college football team to have to, quote unquote, rebuild. You know why? Because you can pay them, asshole. What do you think Ohio State did? This is why Ohio State is going to jail sex Michigan this year. Because they went out and completely legally bought their team. That's allowed now. How can you, in the time that it's taken for you to win the national championship and the next year to start, in the number one college football program, arguably in the nation, the most wins, the leaders in best, can you not put your money down and buy some good players? That quarterback, senior asshole, or whatever his name is, he throws a football like his arm is made of a wet bag of dicks. He was horrible. And then you've got the offense. And it's like third down and, eight. And they run like a quarterback sneak. That's the type of plays being called by Michigan football now. What the fuck? If you're a Michigan fan, you are furious with what they have done to that football team. Oh, my God. Oh, that was so bad. What an embarrassment. So, you know, at the end of the day, and here's the thing. I have never been a Michigan State fan. I have never openly rooted against Michigan. But the Michigan fan is so goddamn annoying that this couldn't happen to a better fan base. This is exceptional. And I'm so happy that you twats are sitting there going, yeah, fuck you. I'm not listening anymore. Fuck off. Yeah. What a bunch of bitches. I knew it. You're frauds. Oh, my God. This is great. Oh, man. Yes. Oh, man. You're not going to win a game this year. You won't win for the rest of the year. You got your one win against whoever the fuck that was. You won't win anymore. You're not going to beat anybody. Huh. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that, and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
That was exceptional. Well, congrats to the Spartans. They needed that. They're trying to put all that shit behind them. I'm happy for Nick Marsh. I'm happy for Aiden Childs. I'm happy for Spartan fans. Michigan fans, I couldn't be happier that your team was a huge pile of shit. And I love the excuses that you're making. That's probably my favorite. What? We lost all our players. No. Isn't that you lost them? You didn't get any new ones. You can literally go out and get whoever you want by paying them. And you're the richest of the rich. My God. Now's the perfect time to go get players. You just won a national championship. Everybody wants to play for you. And you said, no. We want to be shitty. We are going to be horrible this year. And that's the goal. We had so much fun with Rich Rod. We're going to try to be that bad again. You losers. Oh, this is great. Oh, I'm so happy. You were doing so well when Harbaugh was there cheating. Oh, Ward Manuel's out to get us. The NCAA's out to get us. It's us against everybody. Bad. Bad, bad, bad. Shut up. Oh my God. And I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't root for anybody. Well, I take it back. I kind of root for Michigan State this year because they're going to rub your fucking face up your own asshole. That's why I would root for Michigan State this year. I am rooting for everyone who's playing Michigan this year. That's what I'm doing. My God. So awesome. What a weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, as we get started on the show, as you know, on a Monday, I'll have to bail on you at 11 for the big staff meeting for the radio station. Show note, I am podcasting a normal week up till Thursday night when we do a Big Fraud Thursday with another edition of Who Are These Free Beers? Ben Glaze and myself reviewing current episodes of the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show, which included recently segments like Call Us Up and Tell Us Who's the Most Friendly. Not making it up. We will review that on Thursday. And then on Friday, I will be gone. I will leave you something to listen to while I'm away on Patreon. March 25th, 2010. I believe that's the date. 25th or 26th, 2010. It was a great day in broadcasting on that day. And you will hear it on Friday on the Patreon. The free podcast will have something to listen to also with Not the Best of the Eric Zane Show podcast. So there you go. At least something. Kevin Kuypers is here, big Michigan fan. He says, hey, talking all this shit. You now have a dog in the fight. No, I don't. I don't have a dog in the fight. It's not my fault. Michigan fan has been insufferable. All right? You have earned this, Kevin Kuypers. You and your brother Matt and Martinez and anybody else. There you go. You won't win a game this year. Romeo is listening from the beautiful country of Croatia. My friend, what has taken you to Croatia? Please tell me. Jeremy is here, Jeremy K, and he's had quite a morning. We're going to try to talk him through this. He shows up in the chat, and right away, he's not feeling good at all because something terrible happened to him. I'm glad you said something, because if you keep this in your brain, you won't feel good. You know, you know how it is if you're caught with your own thoughts. They tend to rattle around like a pinball, destroying your brain. He has the comment. Easy, I just found out that the girl that I was in a relationship with for 9 months was also in a relationship with someone else for the entire time. I was an unwilling and unknowing third wheel. The news was broken to me about 2 hours ago, so I need some ha-has and feel-good stories. Yeah, it's ladies. If you are into obese 35-year-olds with beards and sleep apnea, hit me up. My God, I am sorry to hear that, buddy. That's weird. So you weren't with the girl, like, right now, but you found out anyway somehow. Yeah, you know what you do? You flush that shit. All right? And then you stop being obese. The second you stop being obese, you are increasing your opportunity to pull prime muff. I'm going to talk you through this right now. This is what you're going to do. I'm going through this right now. I mean, I'm not trying to get a new, new muff, but so let's say tonight you're going to stop eating at 7 p.m. You're not going to eat till any time after 11 a.m. tomorrow. And do that every day. Put that 16-plus hour window of eating where you don't eat. And then after that, you know, I'm not saying you eat all fucking health food, but that fasting window is going to fire shit up for your fat fucking ass. Okay, Kenny and I are doing this right now. We are brothers in fat loss. And the celebration at the end is when we bang our dicks together. Kenny is on a goddamn tear. Kenny says when you do eat smaller portions and healthier choices. He's right. And everybody knows you got to take your life diet advice from Kenny. He's seen it all and done it all. So, all right, start with that. And then you're on the road to less disgusting body. So when you step out of the truck at the Flying J, no longer will the fat ass, lot lizards be gunning for you. You'll actually be able to go after a decent looking lot lizard. Kenny has announced that he has now gone from a XXL shirt to a XXL shirt. Hey, you keep that shit up, you're going to be in a medium. And I'm going to give you 2 years. All right? 2 years. Don't try to date any women till then. In fact, the plan goes like this. No masturbating, no dates, and no food for 2 years. And then you're going to emerge from that chrysalis like a ripped, hillbilly, spunk-filled master of his own domain. Women are going to throw it at you, and you're going to douse that woman with so much of your man sauce, she's going to keep coming back for more. And by the way, start lifting weights. All right. So that's where we are as of right now to start this show. If you're watching on Facebook and YouTube, I'm about to say goodbye to you. But that's totally cool because you can get the rest of the show on Twitch, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Eric Zane Live. Why did I say that wrong? twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. You can also download the Twitch app and search Eric Zane Live, all one word. It's the same thing, just on your mobile device. More housekeeping. Patreon is free. Aram was right. Going with the best pitch helped. Patreon subscriptions, please keep going up. As of right now, I just cracked 231. Now, that's important for me because I've been going up for quite some time. At its lowest, it was at 170. And that was I forget what date that was again, how long ago that was. But I've been slowly but surely climbing up. And I think a lot of it has to do with who are these free beers. Let's be honest, that is our best pitch, as Aram likes to say. I think a lot of it has to do with the 7 days free on Patreon. And I also think a lot of it has to do with its quality. It's good material there that people are liking. So thank you to those people who have signed up on Patreon recently. The number that I'm at right now, 231, is the highest since October of 2021. So nearly 3 years ago. Thank you, thank you, thank you. patreon.com/Eric Zane. 25 episodes of Who Are These Free Beers are up there. We put a new episode up there every single week, plus literally thousands of other episodes of different shows on my Patreon. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Try it out for 7 days free. There's no catch. All you do is sign up, okay? And then you use a credit card to sign up. And you're like, oh, yeah, you're going to scam me. No, no, no. Cancel it right after. People are getting that because I see so-and-so will sign up, and then it'll say canceled. What that does is it enables you to get the 7 days free. And once you get the 7 days free, then you have the freedom to check out whatever you want. I don't care if you listen to all 25 episodes of Who Are These Free Beers. Then you'll be like, well, I got to get more. Then you just sign up again, and it's $5 or $10 a month. patreon.com/Eric Zane. All right. Big shout out to Zach Marco over at EstateWise. Found at estate-wise.com. I saw Zach on Friday. I wish I had it in front of me, but, Diana and I signed on the dotted line all of our important documents with our witnesses and our notary and all that stuff to put our last will, testament, and family trust in place. Literally, because of my sponsors, all of my ducks are in a row. All of our wishes are rock solid. Everything that we want to happen to us in the event of an untimely passing. Okay. Everything that we want to happen in the event that one of us is incapacitated medically or financially. Power of attorney. This is something you have to do. Doesn't matter how old you are. You have to do this. Reach out to Zach today to start your process of getting your estate in order. It's not just, well, my wife's getting everything. It doesn't work that way. All that's going to go into probate, and your loved ones are going to have to do all sorts of heavy-duty lifting to get that out of probate and in their possession. It could take years if you don't have in place what I now have in place because of EstateWise. Call or text Zach, 616-540-7544. I meant right now, by the way. 616-540-7544. And say, hello. My name is blank. EZ's talking about you. He loves you. And I'm going to bang on your door to have this done. Just wanted to say hi. Go Lions. Michigan sucks. You tell him all those things. 616-540-7544. You need professional help from a qualified planning attorney to ensure that your plan is comprehensive and legally sound. I got that. Pooh Bear has that, and you can too. 616-540-7544 or online at estate-wise.com. It's a cute picture of mommy and daddy with their kids. Mommy's a hot mom. Dude's a total dilf, and they're looking like they're going to go bang. It's all on their website. All right. Let's see. What else do I want to talk about? Oh, my God. How about Joe Martinez? Okay, he was at that Michigan game. So if you were in section 198, all you heard was, ay, 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 chihuahua. Ay, 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 let's get the fuck out of here. He didn't sound like he was from Brooklyn. That's the extent of my Mexican accent. He was so pissed. Joe Martinez is out. He's so pissed off right now. 616. Well, he's not out, but he's pissed off. 616-516-8579. All kidding aside, if you reach out to Joe, you can get a furnace tune-up and diagnostic testing valued at $145 for free. Free. If you haven't done this in the last 2 years with Joe, gotten it free, you can do it. So if you did it last year and got it free, it's not going to happen. Year before, it's not going to happen. If you haven't done this in at least 2 years, reach out to Joe. He's going to show up at your house. He's going to tune up the furnace. He's going to run diagnostics on it to see how efficient it is. He's going to go over the report with you and say, like, over a cerveza. And then you're going to say, how much does this cost? And he says, nothing, senor. It is free because Eric Zane said so. Ay, ay, ay. Amy says, can you do crying and sobbing with Hispanic accent?
Ay, ay, ay. Oh, Dios mío, senor. The Mexican football team lost. Ay, 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 ay.
616-516-8579 for Joe Martinez. I'm going to call him later on and rub his nose and shit. Okay, I'll be back a little later on. I got the staff meeting for Q100 happening now. So I'll talk to you in about half an hour. So make sure you come back. Thank you and bye-bye.